Thanks, Brad. Over on Highway 299, the flat fire is continuing to burn on the Shasta Trinity National Forest near Del Loma. Northern California Interagency Incident Management Team is in command of the fire. The highway is open with one-way controlled traffic with a pilot car through the fire area, and the blaze is 80% contained. Firefighters estimate that by tomorrow afternoon, they will have the entire fire contained. The Eureka Police Department has been investigating a case of severe vandalism. On June 23rd, a vandal or vandals broke into the Eureka City School's corporate yard and damaged 15 school buses to the tune of about $15,000 in damage. The investigating officer was able to identify three suspects. Following interviews with all three, was able to secure confessions from the juveniles between ages 10 to 12. When asked why they had broken into the buses, they told the officer they thought money was stored in those buses and that the acts of vandalism, including numerous broken windows, were done because it was fun. The case has been referred to the Juvenile Probation Department for prosecution, and two of the suspects are being investigated for connections with other acts of vandalism. Three juveniles were all charged with felony vandalism and burglary. The Sheriff's Office issued a be on the lookout for 40-year-old Heather Bohannon after she was identified as a suspect in an assault at a residence in McKinleyville Saturday. The victim, Bohannon's mother, told deputies that her daughter had entered her home late Saturday night and confronted the victim in her bedroom. The victim said Bohannon then assaulted her, placing her hands around her neck and grabbing various items with which she hit the victim repeatedly before grabbing a knife and cutting her as well. Bohannon was apprehended by San Francisco police Sunday and booked into jail. She's being transferred back to Humboldt County to answer a charge of attempted murder, and her bail has been set at $100,000. With the news that 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith would retire before the end of his term in January, the search for a replacement was on. It was a short search. Following Smith's announcement, the Board of Supervisors approved a letter of support sent to Governor Brown recommending Rex Bone to fill out the remainder of Smith's term.
No, I'm very pleased that the governor has called today and made the appointment. First and foremost, my thoughts go out to Jimmy Smith and hoping for his, recovery in this process that he's going through, which I'm sure it's going to be, if he comes back and gets deficient, have all he wants to in his retirement.
Bone, who easily won a three-way race in the June primary, has now been appointed by Governor Brown and will fill the supervisor's seat as of August 3rd.
Well, I've been very fortunate because I've been working with Jimmy for the last few months and every weekend and quite a few meeting a few times a week with him recently, and he's going to assist me as much as he can. Yeah, I think I know we're ready. I know we can. I've got my six 5 months transition is now turned into a 4-week transition, but I think I'm looking forward to it.
Bone won the primary with more than 60% of the vote. More KINS news. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
On Friday, Fortuna police responded to the 4000 block of South Loop Road in Fortuna, conducting a parole search on 33-year-old John Hanley. Officers found Hanley standing in the residence next to a loaded sawed-off 12-gauge shotgun. In the residence, officers also located Ruth Wortman, who had a warrant out for her arrest. Both subjects were arrested, booked in Humboldt County Corrections. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives, they're continuing to follow up on leads into the murder of Mark Maples. Yesterday, a forensic autopsy was conducted on the victim, and the results of the exam revealed that the victim's cause of death was due to blunt force injuries to his upper torso. Anyone with information regarding the fatal incident is encouraged to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Yesterday, deputies from the Sheriff's Community Response Team served a search warrant at a residence in the 6100 block of Benbow Drive in Benbow. Community Response Team had received information that a marijuana grow operation was ongoing at the location. Deputies found a grow of more than 600 plants, along with packaging materials and other sales-related materials. The residence appeared to have been dedicated solely to the grow. An investigation into who is responsible for the grow is underway. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. With the KIN, Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.